Groups of occupational therapy educators in South and North Americas, Asia Pacific, Australasia, Europe and the Eastern Mediterranean, and Africa, 75 individuals in all, were approached to give advice about the relevance and pertinence of having standards. The questions they addressed included how standards might address occupational therapy concerns and local issues, how prescriptive the standards should be and whether there were universal core concepts, how to maintain high standards while allowing for flexibility, what the outcomes of occupational therapy education are, and specific details related to the qualifications of educators, entry-level qualifications of students, and the planning requirements for a new program. The consensus was that the standards needed to be flexible to meet the local cultural and system needs, reflect current advances in core occupational therapy knowledge, and the need to address graduate outcomes, rather than a specific curriculum details. The first draft was placed on the WFOT website and was also presented to ENOT, the European Network of Occupational Therapists in Higher Education, for feedback. 31 organisations, programmes, groups and individuals gave further feedback, supporting the direction of the revisions. The feedback strongly supported the notion that occupation was the central focus of the standards, and the notion that local culture and healthcare needs were to be recognised within educational programmes. The final version was unanimously adopted by the WFOT Council on June 18, 2002, at the Council meeting in Sweden.